From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Israel struggles to calm religious violence. A Palestinian stabbed four Israelis with a screwdriver on Thursday before a soldier shot and killed him. The attack in Tel Aviv was among four new stabbings Thursday that left several people wounded. A series of similar attacks in recent days, carried out mainly by young people with no known links to armed groups, has shocked Israelis and raised fears of a new uprising.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has barred Israeli cabinet ministers and members of parliament from visiting the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's Old City, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel hopes to ease tensions after riots at the holy place sparked a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks over the past week. Netanyahu's concession has infuriated some members of his cabinet, including Uri Ariel, who supports an expanded Jewish presence on the Temple Mount. Israeli Arab lawmakers are also furious because they have been included in the ban at the mosque. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third seven-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current two-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. The opposition Green Party had petitioned the court to block the proposed changes after Rwanda's parliament passed a motion in July supporting another term for Kagame. Voters would still have to approve any changes in the referendum. This is VOA News. Russia fired cruise missiles at Syrian targets this week without giving any advance notice. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that Thursday, describing a trend of unpredictable military action that has put the United States and its allies on edge. Carter called Russia's actions in Syria unprofessional.
They violated Turkish airspace, which, as all of us here made clear earlier this week and strongly affirmed today here in Brussels, is NATO airspace. They've shot cruise missiles from a ship in the Caspian Sea without warning. They've come within just a few miles of one of our unmanned aerial vehicles. They have initiated a joint ground offensive with the Syrian regime, shattering the facade that they're there to fight ISIL.
Moscow said Wednesday its warships fired a barrage of missiles at Syrian targets from the Caspian Sea, passing a distance of almost 1,500 kilometers over Iran and Iraq to reach their targets. A day after U.S. President Barack Obama apologized for a U.S. airstrike that killed at least 22 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders in northern Afghanistan, the medical charity said Thursday it was continuing to press its demand for an independent investigation of the incident. The October 3rd airstrike took place as Afghan forces were fighting to retake the strategic northern city of Kunduz, which was overrun and briefly held last week by the Taliban. The insurgents, who have been massing around the city for months, launched a multi-pronged attack that took authorities by surprise. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive has apologized over the massive emissions testing scandal engulfing the German automaker. Michael Horn issued a sincere apology, he said Thursday, during testimony before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee over the scandal involving over 500,000 of its clean diesel vehicles in the United States.
We've clearly explained that we want to get to the root of these issues. We want to fix these issues, we want to remedy our customers, and we want to really make sure that this is never going to happen again.
The issue concerns Volkswagen's use of software to cheat the system by switching pollution controls on during emissions tests, but shutting them off during normal driving. Volkswagen admitted that some 11 million of the German car makers' diesel vehicles worldwide contain that software. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich for what the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings, a monument to suffering and courage in our time. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.